The flint. Click to place them. The Makers of Postum, the favorite mealtime drink in millions of American homes, present those two lovable old characters from the hill country, Mom and Em. There was a time when Anne McAvoy really enjoyed reading in bed for a few minutes before she went to sleep. But that was when a few minutes reading had this effect.
Oh, you're so sleepy, I can't put my eyes open in a minute.
But then something happened. One night, Anne put her book down, turned off the light, and a whole hour later, she thought,
Why in the world can't I get to sleep? Suddenly, I looked around the night, reaching around the cat with Lila tossing and turning like this.
And then that went on night after night. What had happened? What had changed her from a person who could read herself to sleep in no time at all to a person who could often get nearly through a whole book before sleep came? A doctor called it nerves. Coughing nerves. Now, naturally, I'm not going to stand here and tell you that coughing makes everybody nervous. It doesn't. Many people can drink coffee without any ill effects at all. But many other people cannot. So if your nerves are your trouble, and nerves, you know, can cause sleeplessness, indigestion, irritability, and you think coffee may be responsible, or even partly responsible, by all means, switch to Postum. A Postum can't possibly make you nervous. It contains no caffeine or stimulant of any kind. Enjoy cheering, full-bodied Postum steaming in a cup. Drink it instead of coffee. And then, after giving Postum a fair trial, stay for 2 weeks, see if your nerves aren't steadier. See if you aren't sleeping lots more soundly again. Drink Postum. There's a reason. Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the plans for Lemon Avenue's motion picture seem to be moving along quite rapidly. The rest of the cast from Hollywood is due to arrive in Pine Ridge tomorrow, and no doubt the actual shooting of the picture will be underway shortly. Extensive plans are being made for welcoming the troupe upon their arrival, and as we look in on the community today, we find Lemon Avenue over at the Jotting Down store discussing the matter. Listen.
Decorating up the streets with flags, you know, and you got a big sign that says, Welcome to Pine Ridge, that they want to put up down here. The women on having a big parade.
Well, who are all doing this, Mom?
The women of the town. Melvin Luke's, the mayor's, behind the name.
Well, I do know where.
Dude, I hate to admit to it, Admiral, especially after she beat me for the office, but I believe Melvin's going to make us a good mayor.
It is, huh?
She says she's going to give him a Hollywood moving picture like this, the biggest welcome they've had anywhere.
Well, good for Melvin.
Yeah, a big reception tomorrow night at the Lodge Home.
Well, sure, now, it's all right.
Oh, we're trying to get that other car's load. I introduced me to the leading lady first thing. So I can make a date to carry over that tomorrow night. Imagine some of these young upstarts around here and their eyes will bug out whenever they see you at the party with us.
Son, that's all you talk about, Ron, is that leading lady ever since you saw her picture. Maybe you're more interested in her than acting in the picture.
I ain't no such a thing. I just want to make her feel at home on what she did.
No, no, you didn't say that dog is there come squash me.
Coming in here?
No.
Well, I hope he does. And I want to tell him what I think of him for the skinning he gave you the other day on that video.
Yeah, I believe it's coming in. Yeah, that's it comes in.
You ought to be arrested for stealing and you ought to have your head down.
You said the other day you wouldn't bring that subject up again, Ron.
I'm changing my mind. Come in, Squire.
Oh, good afternoon, darling. Good afternoon. I'm old friends today.
Sit down, Squire. I want to talk to you.
Well, I'm told you gave me a skinning the other day when I rented the store to you, Squire.
Yeah, you're taking advantage of me while I want to hear, Squire. You know the moving picture company is going to want to rent this store.
Give us $25 a month. I bet you'd get three times that much for it.
Gee, well, that would be smart business on my part, Ron. You should have thought of that yourself.
You never give me a change. Come in here and rent it from Abner while I weren't here. He don't understand legal documents. You know it.
Well, what do you want me to do, Ron?
Give us back that contract, that's why.
Oh, long, Cuthbert. I couldn't think of such a thing. But now I am perfectly willing to make an adjustment on it if you feel as though I'll take an advantage of you.
What kind of adjustment?
You keep out of this, Abner. I suppose there's enough trouble. We'll handle this deal myself. What kind of judgment adjustment, Squire?
Well, now, to be honest, Tom, I made a little mistake in drawing up that contract. You see, under the terms of the contract that I made with Abner, you gentlemen have the privilege of operating the store just as you have in the past.
Yeah, I know that.
Well, I was talking with Mr. Carlow this morning, and he says that you'll have to cease operation of the store during the time that the picture is being made.
Do what now? Come over here again.
You have to close down the store while they're making the picture, so that they can have access to it at any time.
Oh, yeah.
Why, sure.
I read it. We sort of got you there, ain't we?
Yes. You have gone in a way, yes. You see, I can't close the deal with him until I can give him full charge of the store.
Well, you can't rent it less reason to do that, can you?
Well, that's right, Mom. That's the reason I brought over a new contract for you to sign today.
Well, I don't quite think we want to sign it, Squire. Just glad to get out of it.
Well, you're not out of it, old Mom. I've still got a contract. I've got this store lease for 6 months. Now, if we can't come to some compromise here, why, nobody will use it.
Well, they've got to have the store in the picture. If we don't rent it to them, why, they might back out on making the picture.
Yes, I know that, Edmund. It looks like we've got each other in this spot. Why don't rent the store, why you don't make the picture?
Well, I told you to keep out of this, Edmund. What's your proposition, Squire?
Well, now, here's what I had in mind, Ron. If you sign this new agreement, agreeing to cease operation of the Garden Down store for the duration of the picture, I'll just double the rent I'm now paying. In other words, I'll give you $50 a month.
Well, good for you, Squire.
Officer, will you please keep out of this? We wouldn't be interested, Squire.
Well, a horse trade that'll do, John. All right, I want to be fair about it. What do you pay?
$200 a month. Take it or leave it.
Well, that's ridiculous, John. Ridiculous. I'll give you $100 a month. Not 1 cent more.
We wouldn't be interested in taking a cent less than $200. Fact is, I know we wouldn't take less than $150, but we can make my night that much running the store.
You're a hard man to deal with, Ron.
Well, that's the proposition.
All right, I'll give you the 125 then. Cash in advance.
Ron, you said 150 then.
Abner, will you? Yeah, you said, I said 150, Squire.
All right, $150 then. I must be crazy to make a deal like this. But I want to see you perfectly satisfied. Now, here. I've got this all drawn up here, except for the amount. It's practically the same contract that we had before, except that you agree to turn the store over to the company as long as they're making the pictures.
Let's see it. I don't like that, but I want to know what I'm trying to run into.
Well,
I agree with you. Jim Fiskin, being an after repaired deal as party of the first card, and Ramirez and Abner Peabody, a partnership, operating the Jotum Down store, being an after
repaired deal. I'm glad we had this
new deal, Squad.
Maybe that
llama
could
bawling
me out about it.
Well, maybe I didn't pay you quite enough the other day, Abner. I don't know. Maybe it didn't. Might be a good thing, yes.
Yeah, I don't know. It looks all right to me, Squire.
Well, just go ahead and sign your name right down there, then, Ron.
No, you don't. Where's the money first?
Oh, I've got the money, Ron. Got it right here. Let's see, it's $125 I owe you.
$150, we said.
thing is why we dry anything.
Well, I'm already paid Abner $25 of it last week on our first agreement.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, of course, it's
Here,
here. Here, hold on. I'll sign your name right there.
No,
that's
just what you
want
there, Miss Squire.
Yes, I figured that's just about what
long would want, Abner. Oh, yeah. All right, Squire, that's a whole lot better.
And I hope you can get the moving picture company to pay you at least that much rent for it.
I'd hate to see you lose money on the deal.
Well, I'll just have to do the best I can, Mom.
Don't you want me to sign that, too?
No, no, that isn't necessary. I have no one member of the partnership is sufficient.
Thanks, John.
Well, thank you very much, gentlemen, and I'll see you later.
Yeah, much obliged to you, Squire. We don't have to close the store until they start their picture, do we?
Oh, no, no, we can go right ahead and let us, you know, plenty of time, Mom. And I'll tell you, Mom, you drive a hard bargain.
Good day,
and so long.
You see?
I don't see how you done it, Mom. I felt sorry for something.
Well, I figured if you can't get that much from the picture company, we can cut it down a little. I don't want to see you lose no money on it, you know. And if it's a good trader, I get to feeling bad about it sometimes, you know.
Did you hear what he said when he went out there?
Said I'd be an awful hard bargain. I don't like to cast compliments right at myself, but I mean, if I do say so, they got to get up pretty dead and blamed early to put one over on me.
Oh, well, you can't come standing there. Wait a few days when Squire's penis ran on the store. Yeah. Sure, I'll have to hand it to you, Lum. There's as slick a job of trading as I ever seen.
Well, nighty, Grandpa. Hey,
come in, Grandpa.
Hey, what kind of a deal did Squire Skin put over on you fellas now?
Put over on us?
You just give him a
standing.
What? Well, I threw a couple of edgy sheep drunk out there just now whenever I come in. I heard him laughing about it.
Well, I don't know what he could be laughing about. We just rented in this old store here for $150
a month. $150
a month?
Yeah, sir, he got the rent in advance, too. See, he's going to try to rent it to that moving picture company.
Try to rent it? Nothing. He's done rented it. Done that yesterday. He's getting $500 a week. Over $2,000 a month. Mom, Eddie, you ought to have your head down.
Well, maybe a great businessman, but it looks as though Squire is always just a little better.
Don't forget, friends, at the same time, we'll go for another visit to Pine Ridge with Lum and Abner.
Lou Crosby speaking.
And remember, Colston, your best bet for a good night. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.